I welcome you to this episode of Above the Clouds. Desire rule our lives. How can we deal with them in a proactive way? There's a wonderful verse in the Bhagavatam which explains the way. Yatpada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya kama shayam gratitam ud gratayanti santa, etc. By engaging in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord, devotees very easily uproot the heart-knotted desires for sense gratificatory activities. But non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, even if they strongly try, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification. Therefore, worship Vasudev. See, no one can give up inferior desires on their own. If one stays on a low platform where one is identified with body and mind and all one's selfish desires. But one can give up such inferior desires when engaged in superior desires. Srila Prabhupada gives an analogy. He says, when the tide from the ocean comes over the river, it overwhelms the flowing of the river, and the river itself becomes overflooded, and the waves from the sea become more prominent than the waves from the river. Similarly, a devotee with intelligence plans so many things for the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness that stagnant material desires become overflooded by the desire to serve the Lord. Some of our desires that rule us have almost the nature of a tyrant. What does a tyrant does? Well, he does not consider what is in our actual interest. Sometimes our desires turn out in hindsight to have been very harmful to us. Look, for instance, as desires for eating, which makes one sick and fat, or on the desires in relationship to the opposite sex, which bring one into very difficult relationships. Arjuna asked Krishna, why are we sometimes forced to act even against our will? And Krishna says, it's because of these desires that are born from contact with the mode of passion in the material world. So desires can be like tyrants. And there is a second thing about desires, a second condition. It's sometimes very, very difficult to get rid of them. Desires are, however, not altogether bad. They only need to be focused on an object that does not bring suffering but brings great happiness. And here this is introduced. Engaging in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. This is two things, two results. One is we become free from false ego. We actually come to the mode of understanding where we know I belong to Krishna. I'm Krishna's servant. And the second second result of such engagement in service is that we are actually overflooded by a higher taste that makes it easy for us to stay on the transcendental platform. A very good example of someone who was totally dedicating his life to these superior desires and acted on the platform of a blissful eternal servant of Krishna is Srila Prabhupada. He described how he actually became free from all bondage by just serving Krishna with his preaching. He says, I began this movement underneath a tree in New York, Tompkinson Square Park. I used to sit down there. There was no madanga, a small dundubi, and I was chanting for 3 hours, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the people used to come. So one devotee who was also there remembered it was a very bad neighborhood, a very low class. And Prabhupada answers, yes, low class, high class, we don't mind. We chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Then he gives a description. I was there living in the Bowery Street, and on my door these bums were lying with urine and wine bottles and everything. Still, they were so respectful. When I would come, they would say, yes, you can enter, please. I had no quarrel with them. You might ask yourself, why was Prabhupada so undisturbed? It is because he had no desires for his own enjoyment. He wanted to only serve Krishna, and that desire made him free from the attachment to good and to bad. Prabhupada crossed the dualities by this desire, and he could stand freely on the spiritual platform. Prabhupada continues, if you remain on the spiritual platform, this material condition cannot hamper you. First of all, we have to ascertain on which platform we shall stand. And if you want to stand on the spiritual platform, nothing can check it. That is not conditioned. So why not stand directly on the spiritual platform and make your life successful? That is our preaching. Again, I want to come back to the point of making plans, intelligent plans for devotional service. I wish to encourage each one of my listeners to sit down and make plans. What could you do for your devotional service? There are basically 2 categories of devotional service. Maybe 3. The first category is the sadhana, which you do while you are in this world. The spiritual practices. Make plans how you can do, improve, or let us say, plan intelligent practices on this level of your personal sadhana. Then there is another level, the level which goes more outward. make plans how you can do seva in this world that is uplifting others, like preaching or giving them something to eat or caring in any way to the upliftment of others. And then there is a third category, that is Swarup Seva, service which one does directly in relationship to Krishna as he is in the spiritual world. One may sing for him, one may massage his lotus feet and other such services. The natural inclination to enter into this third dimension of service comes when you first are going through the gateway or the door of your sadhana and seva in this world. By this you become sufficiently purified so that the ahankara of false identification that makes you stand on the material level goes and instead makes place for the real identification. I am Radha and Krishna's eternal servants. As I'm recording this episode of Above the Clouds, my mind goes again and again back to those discussions I had this week. Discussions which were centered around helping the victims of the present armed conflict. We all know how it feels when we have moments of despair. In a war situation like now in the Ukraine, there are not moments of despair. There are oceans of despair for the people. We know how it feels when basic things like food and drink are not there. We are hungry and thirsty. But these are in our society only short moments. In a war situation, these moments are long. People may not even see that in the future these commodities are there. We all have been in situations where we have felt hopeless, but there in the present situation are people who are really not seeing a way out. I think it is good if during the day we do two things. We see how we can support those initiatives which help our brothers and sisters in the neighboring country. I mean, it's very close, so therefore we can call it a neighbor. And second is we can also send our good prayers there. Let us not practice a spirituality which we could call the don't look spirituality. In fact, let us practice a Krishna consciousness in a way where we see we are all interconnected and we are all meant to support each other. Wishing you all the best and seeing you soon for the next Above the Clouds.